Carl, you must be a bit disappointed with that result after a good first half. Seemed to go off boil second half.
Yeah, very, very much so, Rob. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. It's the first time this season, really, that I've kind of come away from a game feeling a bit disappointed with what the lads have served up in the second half. But first half, we were very good. We were very competitive in the game. I thought we probably just slightly looked the better side, to be honest. And you know, made an adjustment at half time that we felt might give the lads a better opportunity to make the most of what we were getting from the game. And then we've just contrived to come out and just not do any of the things that were working for us in the first half. We didn't move the ball as well. We didn't keep the ball as well. We didn't look to build our play. We didn't get young Jake Meekin on the ball between the lines, getting turned and facing them up. All of a sudden, Danny was losing his 1v1s with their young central defenders who he dominated in the first half. Just nothing that was coming off for us in the first half, and we just didn't get going, did we? And then obviously hit the post, probably against the run of play, if I'm honest, before we know it, we're 2 goals down, Rob. And I just, as I say, disappointed with that second half, because first half we were more than a match for them, weren't we?
Yeah. Well, the same old problem, isn't it? We're not putting the chances away.
Well, it depends.
So we did have the chances.
It depends who's here, doesn't it? You know, that's the brutal truth of the matter. I think we're going to, you know, there's a little pattern developing here now, and that, you know, is that, Jamie's our prolific goal scorer that you can hang your hat on every week. Finn Barker makes things happen. You know, Danny Mundy's great, but he's a centre forward that scores in bursts. He's not sort of won a game through a season. And Kane's more of a provider of goals and chipping in every now and then, so it's about who is here and who's not here, and it's becoming a little bit predictable, isn't it, now? So we got Jamie back on Tuesday night, but then I think we lose him again for another few weeks until September. So and obviously Finn's got an unfortunate injury which has kind of come out of nowhere. So whether or not we look to recruit or whether we just continue to grit our teeth until we get into September, I don't know yet. Me and Paul will talk about that, but you know, there's no secret to that now, is there? I think it's, you know, you look at the team sheet now and you know really if it's going to be tough to get a goal or not.
You spoke about Finn's injury. It's a fractured foot, is it?
Yeah, apparently so. It's a hairline fracture in his foot. So they said somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks. You know, probably, I don't know whether the 2 week come from Finn and that was being optimistic or not. I don't know. So probably, you know, somewhere between that 2 and 4 weeks, I'd have. You know, we got the FA Cup on Saturday. We've got Tuesday night, but like I say, we've got Jamie back. But then we've got the FA Cup Saturday, and then we've got the FA Vars the following Saturday. It's going to be hard to get people in temporarily because of the cup tie issue. I don't want to keep dropping points in the league, Rob, I'll be honest. So I'm probably grateful on one hand that it's those games, but at the same time, we want to progress as well, don't we? So I'm I've been very upbeat really the first part of the season in terms of the games and post-match, but I'm a little bit deflated that second half, and me and Paul need to talk, as we do, come up with a plan, decide what we're going to do, whether that involves recruitment or reworking with what we've got, and figure out what the next few weeks are going to look like, because, you know, it is a little bit of a toil at the moment.
Paul, the defence first half looked quite solid, especially yep. Jacob Sturgis.
Yeah, we just said that in there, Robin, you know, how solid we were first half, and then second half, how poor defensively we were. But that's not just the defenders second half, that's defensively as a unit. You know, we give possession of the ball away too easy, we get countered too easy, we don't get players running back behind the ball to go and defend. So your defence is always going to be under pressure, and they were under pressure second half. But you say first half, I thought we managed them really, really well. And we were a threat as well going forward. But it's just, you know, you come out, you just, you know, you're absolutely deflated, because the one thing I've just said to the lads in there, when you're having a bad performance individually or collectively as a unit, which we were second half, don't give goals away. Don't make stupid errors and decisions like we did on the second goal, where you've got an opportunity to clear your lines and you don't clear your lines, and then and you're on the edge of your 18-yard box. Clear your lines. But now we don't do that. We're not strong enough. It gets fed inside, and the lad, you know, it's a good finish in the end. It's a very good finish. But yeah, we just disappointed him, mate, because we had no flow to our game second half. First half, I thought we kept the ball quite well, moved them around a little bit, and we were a threat. Second half, we were no threat whatsoever. And, you know, we just said that in there. And these lads that have got the shirts, you know, they've got to perform. Got to perform more consistently. You know what I mean? We've turned a performance in last Saturday against Lichfield you know, without being disrespectful to Lincoln, who I thought, you know, a much better side. A much better side than Lincoln. But as I say, second half, I've got to take my hat off to Lincoln. I thought they dominated the second half. They got the better of Danny Mundy. And he didn't win nothing second half. No flick-ons at all. First half, he was flicking everything on for fun. We were able to get him behind, and Kane was running in behind. It was good. Second half, as I said, they've upped their levels, they've upped their performance, and the lad who was marking Danny, the number four, was one man of the match for them as well, which he, and you know, rightly so. When they would name it on there, I said number four, and he was dominant second half, and he had a really, really good game. But yeah, so he's just disappointed on the, I know we performed last week, but I suppose that's where we are at the moment, Robin, in terms of just the inconsistency performance. Where we're going to get that, you know, until we get a real settled side. And Sazzy having to come off. I thought Saz played well first half. He had to come on. Young lad getting, you know, he's getting painful in his knees with his slatters. And, you know, as I said, so little things like that just upset the balance at times. That you don't want to be making changes. But look, it is what it is. We've got to pick ourselves up because we've got a hell of a tough game on Tuesday night. Yes, we're at home. And hopefully we can go there, turn up on Tuesday night and put a real good performance in for the supporters.
Carl, Jack Andrews was back.
Yeah.
That looked good.
Well,
he needs another couple of games.
He does. He does need another couple of games, and you know, we'll get the best of Jack then. I still think we're probably one light defensively in terms of maybe someone who's a little bit more pacey, a bit more dominant. You know, that's not to say that any of the lads that are playing back there at the moment can't be playing and be a component part in our team. I just think probably looking at personnel, I think we're short of an attacking player and another defensive player. A big, you know, something in the mould of Mozzan Fries, you know, it's never going to be what they were, you know, in terms of because that costs money, you know, and we were very fortunate with those players, really, that we kind of turned a sow's ear into a silk purse with them both, really. So, but we need to probably bang our heads together and go and have a little recruit. I've just had a little look at the results today while I was speaking then, and just to keep this in context, I do think, I mean, we've had a really hard start to the season, and it carries in again on Tuesday with Melton, but Lichfield was an hard game, we won that, so we'll see. But you know, Boston have gone and beaten Hina today. They're 3 from 3. Boston were a really good side. You know, Kimberley's the one because we battered them from pillar to post. We should have won that game handsomely, shouldn't we? And then we've come here today against the side who were talking themselves up as potential champions and VAR semi-finalists last year. Whether or not I think that's a side that can go and get promoted, I probably don't. I know the league and I know what it takes, and I think they're probably a little bit light and a little bit too fanciful in the way they play. But they certainly are intending to be up there. You know, and Melton are the same. So we've had a tough start, and but it's just not a situation we're used to being in, really, in this league and at this level. But the games will come thick and fast, and we'll put some together back to back, and we'll get ourselves in a better position over the next 3-4 weeks. I've no doubt of that.
Good luck for Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Paul. Cheers, Robin.